Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. I'm Pastor Chris Willingham with Crimson Lion Ministries. We want to say thank you to everybody who's dialed in tonight. I'm going to do my best. I've got a little cough that I'm trying to take care of as we go along, but I'm going to I'm trusting that somehow the Lord is going to take care of this so I don't cough my head off the whole time we're together tonight. But we got a real special show for you tonight. I really feel like God has really laid a lot on my heart this week, a lot of things that have come across the news, a lot of things we're dealing with current events, and just things we're dealing with in general as believers. And we're going to address all of that tonight. Before we get started, let's open up in prayer like we always do. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come together. It's just a privilege to be able to minister through this media every week. Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit will just do his thing. Father, get the message out that you want to get out. Open the hearts and minds of everybody listening in. We thank you again in Jesus' name. Amen. So, you know, a lot of times, and I've said this before, my quiet time is the times where I truly listen to what God is trying to tell me. A lot of preachers, there are even books written where you can go buy a book and it'll give you the sermon of the week. It makes it real easy for you. I do things quite the opposite. I spend time alone with God every single day, and I let him talk to me. And throughout staying plugged in to current events, it's amazing how those current events will always line up with what God's trying to tell me. And this week, it's just been probably the heaviest thing on my heart in a while. We've started a youth group with Crimson Lion Ministries. And it's been an amazing 2 weeks with this youth group, with an amazing group of kids. But the one thing that I'm seeing more than anything, especially obviously with non-believers, but with believers, is that we have no concept. There's an incredible disconnect as to who we are in Christ. There's a world-renowned scientist from the University of Georgia. An article came out this week that said he had discovered that the human race came into existence after a chimpanzee mated with a pig. And he was so excited about this discovery because it had just vexed him for years that I can see these similarities in people of chimpanzees. We can all see that. But, you know, there's just something missing. There's these other characteristics, and I have to find some animal that fits those characteristics. And he said it had to be a pig. And he was just thrilled that he had made this discovery, and he said he got all philosophical, and he said, even some of the most beautiful things on earth can come from some of the ugliest things. So we sit back and we hear that and we think that's the most ridiculous. But you'd be amazed at how many so-called intellectuals, the smartest people in our country, believe such things. I want to try to paint a picture for you, if I can. If you woke up every morning, you sat up on the edge of the bed and you had no recollection of where you are, who you are, what your name is, and there's a knock on your door and a gentleman is standing at your door and says, "Good morning, sir, I'm here to take you to work," and there's a limousine parked out front. And you get dressed and you drive in this limousine and the chauffeur doesn't talk, and he brings you to this huge 30-story office building, and he escorts you into the building. He escorts you into his into your so-called office and says, have a great day. What do you do? I have no idea who I am. I have no idea what my job is. I have no idea what my skill set is. I have no idea if I went to school to learn what it is I'm supposed to be doing here in this big office building. So you wander around all day trying to pick up hints of what it is that you're supposed to be doing while everybody's walking around calling you boss and sir. That wouldn't go well. Well, that's how everybody's walking around this earth. We wake up every day and we only get our identity in certain things. I identify myself with the color of my skin. I am white, so this is the way I act. I am black, so this is the way I'm supposed to act. This is the way I'm supposed to talk. This is the way I'm supposed to dress. I am an engineer, or I am a doctor, which means that, other things go along with that. This is the way I'm supposed to talk and act and dress, and these are the duties that I'm supposed to perform. I'm a pastor, which that means that I'm supposed to dress a certain way, talk a certain way, act a certain way. I'm a churchgoer, so that means that I'm supposed to dress a certain way on a certain day of the week and act a certain way on a certain day of the week, and then the rest of the week I have to take on a new identity based on my job, my role, the color of my skin, and so on. And in none of those circumstances, none of those circumstances, whether it be at church, whether it be at work, whether it be at home, are we operating in our true identity. Not once. So we live this life searching. We live this life grinding daily. What do people tell you? How you doing, man? Oh, I'm just grinding. I'm grinding daily, trying to make this thing work, trying to make that money, trying to heal my family, trying to heal my marriage, trying to climb the ladder of success, always trying to knock down those doors that are sitting in front of us without understanding who we truly are. Tonight, before this call is over, before this show is over, you will have a much better idea of who you are. And what I challenge all of us to do, because we're entering into December, the last month of the year, this is always a special time of year for me. I'm a big holiday guy. It's the season of giving, and it's everybody seems to be a little happier and smiling a little bit more. But it's also a time of new beginnings. It's also a time that we start to look forward to January, and we say, you know what, this year is going to be different. I'm not going to make the same mistakes I made last year. I'm going to make my New Year's resolutions. I'm going to quit this, or I'm going to start this, or I'm going to start exercising more, or I'm going to stop smoking, or I'm going to do these things. I believe that if we can load these shows up between now and the end of December, I believe that everybody listening in will have an enormous toolbox full of tools that you'll be able to use going into the new year, where for the first time, there can be more breakthroughs in 2014 for every single person associated with this ministry than there has been your whole life. And it all boils down to understanding who you are. What was the original intent? How did God set this up? What did He want to see happen? What was the plan? And tonight we're going to start that process. Before we get started, we're going to take a short break for some music and some commercial announcements. Stick with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to Crimson Line Ministries on Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah. This is what I'm talking about right here. For real, though. We got to go hard for the Lord, you know? God knows I ain't perfect, but His Son is. Amen. Lord, ever stop being odd and start representing God. Don't judge me, I won't judge you. Love me, and I love you. I'm no one special, Lord, but in your eyes I'm special, see. And changing me from glory to glory, your specialty recipe. I pray you get the best of me. You taking all my worst, Lord. G-O-E, God over everything. Help me put you first, Lord. Prime position, no switching. My mission is fishing. Godly love relations, no religion. Rebuking division, separate the partition. Lord God, because we are Christians, regardless, we're all the body of Christ. So help us remember who God is. Lord, I am not me. Help me be a changed man. Much more, give God the glory and put him on a mount. No rush more. Some folks are like, what for? God isn't real, but he hasn't changed their hearts yet, so they don't know the deal. God give them something they can feel, or send your word right to them, dividing the thunder of soul and spirit, cut right through them. Lord, I am not me. Help me be a changed man. Help me be who I'm supposed to be for your purpose and plan. Lord, I am not me. Help me be a changed man. Help me be who I'm supposed to be for your purpose. He's worthy of the adoration. You wanna idolize me? Pump and break, no hesitation. Cause I'm not deserving, really, man. It doesn't merit you. I wanna make you understand. I hope this is apparent. You gotta put your trust in the Lord and not an artifact. Lord, help us speak the truth in the word. Now that's an art of rap. Lord, I am not me. Help me be a changed man. Help me be who I'm supposed to be for your purpose and plan. Lord, I am not me. Help me be a changed man.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip hop national partner, The Val the BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist's name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing,
marketing and promotion.
Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio.
We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio and Crimson Line Ministries. The song you were listening to was I'm Not Me. I'm Not Me. Well, let's get started. You know, it's funny that almost every time I'm spending quiet time and God is speaking to me, I can always, almost every time, I can go back to the beginning. Whether we're talking about the lies of the world, whether we're talking about the kingdom, whether we're talking about the righteousness of God, whether we're talking about the image of Christ, the blood of Jesus, all of those things, you can go all the way back to the beginning. Because this thread, these principles, these keys, these threads run from Genesis to Revelation, almost without exception. So when we're talking about identity, let's talk about in the very beginning when God created man. So in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, it says, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion." Dominion means rule. "Over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. "Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." We have to understand that the original intent of the creation was that God was creating a kingdom. He was creating a kingdom that was supposed to operate exactly like the kingdom of heaven operated. Every principle, every law, it was supposed to look identical, and he created man to rule over that kingdom. And he created man in his likeness. Everything about him he put into man, so man could rule the earthly kingdom just like the kingdom of heaven was ruled. We have a hard time wrapping our heads around that. If we didn't have a hard time wrapping our heads around that, then things wouldn't look the way they look today. But one of the other things that we have to understand is that when the Bible was originally written, it was written in languages. It was written in the Hebrew language. It was written in the Greek language. And then that original text was translated into English and other languages. And that's a job that I wouldn't have wanted to have. But sometimes in that translation, things get lost. So let's turn to Psalm, the book of Psalms, chapter 8, verse 1. It says, "O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who has set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider the heavens and the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor." There's a couple of things. Number one, we have to understand what glory is. The word glory literally means likeness. We were crowned with the likeness of God. But the next thing we have to understand, and this is probably even more important, is the verse that says in verse 5, it says, "For you have made him a little lower than the angels." See, in 1 Corinthians in chapter 6, it tells us that we will judge the angels. So if in 1 Corinthians it tells me that I'm supposed to judge the angels, and in the book of Psalms it tells me that I'm a little lower than the angels, then what's wrong with this picture? It's because that word angels is not the word that is supposed to be used in that verse. The literal translation is we have been made a little lower than God himself. We have been crowned with his likeness. The Bible says that we have been given all things pertaining to life and godliness. Throughout the Bible, we have been made the righteousness of God. But we walk this earth viewing this whole process like there's this massive disconnect, that here's God sitting up here, the master of the universe, the omnipotent, omniscient God, who's omnipresent, he's always around, he's always working, and I'm waiting on him to do something. The disconnect comes because I have no idea who I am. I'm this random being walking the earth. The church tells me that I'm supposed to be good. The church tells me that I'm supposed to follow rules. And based on my ability to follow those rules determines whether I get to enter into the kingdom of heaven. So I'm born, I live, I be good, or I'm bad. And that determines whether I get to go to heaven or hell. And that is our understanding of God. And that creates a world full of beggars. I believe in you, God. Please help me. I believe you're there. Yes, I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins, because you told me if I believed in that I would have eternal life. But what about my life here? What am I supposed to do about this life, God? Because it's jacked up and I don't know what to do about it. And your word tells me, knock and the door shall be opened, seek and ye shall find, ask and ye shall receive. So I'm getting on my knees, I would say daily, but that's not the case. I get on my knees maybe when it gets really bad. And instead of entering into the throne room with thanksgiving and praise, and no matter what the situation, whether it be good or bad, I enter into the throne room as a beggar. Where's my handout? Where's my gift? I've got this lottery ticket that the preacher gave me yesterday, and he says, I'm supposed to find favor today. Where are you, God? And God's saying, son, I gave you everything that you need pertaining to life and godliness. I have provided everything that you need on this earth. It's up to you to recognize who you are and reach out and grab it. Take hold of it. That was the intent. See, God gave us free will, and when man lost the kingdom, when Adam sinned and was banished from the garden, that kingdom was no longer ours to rule. But then an amazing thing happened. See, remember in Genesis chapter 1 where it said, we made man in our image. In our likeness. That indicates more than one being. And then we turn over to the New Testament and we find out that all things were made by him, through him, and for him. Speaking of Jesus, for all the folks that I run into that have a problem with Jesus being a part of the Godhead. And they knew that something had to be fixed. And Jesus said, I'll go. I'll take care of it. So he comes into this earth, and he dies. He takes on all of our sins. He's the only way that we can be redeemed. He's the only way that we can be saved. And he takes on all of our sins, and he's nailed to a cross. And what we have to understand is that when Jesus was done, he was done. He said, it is finished. I've done everything that I can do. But what the problem is you don't understand what I did. Not only from the very beginning were you crowned with glory, were you crowned with the likeness of God, but I've now come to bring you a helper. I've come now to sow myself into the world in order to harvest a world full of sons and daughters who will continue the work that I've done these last 3 years. Everything that I did, you're supposed to do. Everything. Preach the gospel. Cast out demons. Heal the sick. That's your reasonable service. Isn't it reasonable that if I come into this world to save your miserable rear ends from a horrible death, that you can do something for me other than sit around and use my name in vain to say that you're a Christian because you go to church every week, but your life does not represent anything about me? My image is not represented in your life at all. As a matter of fact, you don't stand out among a crowd any more than anybody else. You wake up every day and you chase after money. You come up with all the worldly, fleshly schemes to get ahead in life, to get that new car, to get that new house. Buy all the things, all the nonsense that you participate in on a daily basis. And when things get bad, you have the nerve to come to my Father and beg him to save you from your wretched mess that you're in? We gave you everything. We crowned you with our glory. I died for you. And this is how you repay us? By becoming a beggar? By misrepresenting our name? By embarrassing us in public because you're going around talking about how you believe in Jesus and you've got a fish on the back on the bumper of your car, and you've got a bumper sticker that says honk if you love Jesus, and you show up at church on Sunday mornings with your fancy suits and your big hats, and you sing hallelujah and amen, but not one time during the week are you doing anything that I told you to do. Not one. Not one time. You don't stand out, because the reality is if you knew who you were, if you knew who you were, the mystery of his will, which is Christ in you. See, when Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, he came up out of the water and the dove descended on him. He was filled with the Holy Spirit and he was driven out into the wilderness to be proven for 40 days and 40 nights. And every temptation that came his way, he responded righteously. And because he responded righteously in amongst all of those temptations, he comes out of the desert in power. He was powerful when he came out. So when he walked up, all people had to do was touch him. They just had to touch him. And if he wanted something to happen, how did he make it happen? Every single time he spoke it. He spoke to the thing, and it became so. So does that apply to us? You can say, Pastor Chris, that sounds great. He crowned us with his glory, and we have the same Holy Spirit that Jesus had, but But, you know, we're human and we're flawed and we're sinners saved by grace. No, you have been made the righteousness of God through accepting Jesus Christ in your life. But again, let's go all the way back to the beginning and let's see what Genesis says. See what God said in Genesis about us having the ability to speak things into existence. Or speak things that become what we speak. Remember, God created the heavens and the earth through the words of his mouth. God said, let there be. It said, and he said, let there be. And he said, let there be. It repeated that phrase over and over for a reason. It was trying to tell us something. And he said, and he said, and he said. What he spoke, he saw. The invisible became visible through the words of his mouth, through the very breath of God. Something that didn't exist now existed. And now we pick up in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 19, and it says, out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. To see what Adam would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. So Adam gave names to all the cattle, the birds of the air, and every beast of the field. Here you go, Adam. Here's your kingdom. Here's this kingdom full of stuff. You speak. I am in you. You were made in my image. I have crowned you with my glory. Speak it, and it will be so. Wow. So I'm sure Adam had fun that day. Well, let's call it a chicken. Let's call it a pig. Let's call it a cow. That was probably kind of cool. And what he spoke, it was, and it has been ever since. But let's fast forward a little bit. Because we have another example in Jesus, in the way he did everything. How did he operate? He operated by the words of his mouth. He spoke to the thing. He spoke to the sickness, it went away. He spoke to the demon, it was cast out. He spoke to the mountain, it moved. The Bible verse says that if we say to that mountain, move. Is that a coincidence? So we're surrounded by all of this stuff every single day. My life is jacked up. Keep on talking. I'm tired. I'm worn out. I'm fed up. I'm poor. I don't have. I'm never going to get out of this mess. I'm never going to find a woman that will make me happy. I'm never going to find a man that will be a decent, God-fearing man. My children are never going to obey and be the kind of godly children that I've tried to raise them to be. My life is never going to be any better than it's going to be right now. Congratulations. Because make no mistake that those words that are coming out of your mouth are seeds. And every seed produces after its own kind. You sow hate, you get hate. You sow gossip, you get gossip. You sow anger, you get anger back. I challenge anyone to give me one exception to that rule. You can't give me an exception to that rule because it is a universal law put in place by God himself. Words are seeds, and every seed produces after its own kind. It always has been that way. It always will be that way. So you have the ability, each and every one of us have the ability, with the Holy Spirit living inside us, having been crowned with the glory of God, to speak to the thing and change it. I have a limitless supply of resources. Yes, you do. It has all been supplied. There's one thing you have to understand. If you want to keep blending in with the crowd, if you want to keep being predictable, this is one of the things we talked about this morning at church in the park. This is very, very important. The world around you is expecting you to behave and talk and act a certain way. They want you to respond the way you've always responded. Because as long as you keep responding the way you always have responded, then you'll keep fitting in with the crowd, and they'll feel comfortable around you. But the moment you start to respond differently, stand by. Because if you think that you're going to wake up tomorrow morning and you're going to put on a happy face and you're going to start speaking love and kindness and compassion, if you think that you're going to wake up tomorrow morning and lay down your life and give of yourself, if you think that you're going to have a ministry where everything, every resource that you have is poured into a ministry, but you still have people sitting on the outside hating on you, it takes time. It takes time, and you have to understand that nothing changes overnight. And that's why it's all about us individually. God, this is my reasonable service. You have given me everything that you could possibly give me. I am an adopted son. I am now royal blood. I now have an inheritance. I have the exact same inheritance that Jesus received here on earth, and that is the Holy Spirit. The exact same Holy Spirit that allowed and gave Jesus the power to do everything that he did lives in us. So it has to be between us and God. It has to be between us and our brother Jesus. This is for you, God, and I'm going to let you work through me, and I'm going to let you do your thing because I know that you can change the environment around me. And those people that are going to hate your guts and try to take you down, the gossip and the rumors and the envy and the jealousy that rear their ugly heads, that we here in the ministry have to deal with daily, and we just shake our heads saying, can't we just love each other and be happy for somebody who happens to have a gift that we don't have? A person who people are naturally attracted to. See, we hate that. We want to keep everybody down on our level so I can still hold on to whatever little holiness I've got in me. But the problem is when we're surrounded by people who are pushing and pushing and pushing to get closer and closer to God, we start to hate them. So we start to talk about them. And that makes me say hallelujah all day long. It makes me want to run a lap and throw a shoe and do whatever I can. If that is the response I'm getting from the people around me, then praise God, because it means I'm doing something right. It means I'm not standing, I'm not blending in anymore. We have to stop being predictable. People are watching every move you make. You can go through life and you can say, you know what? I'm not really gonna talk about this Christianity thing. You've heard it all before. My faith is a private thing to me. This is between me and God, so I'm gonna keep it private, and I'll talk to him in the privacy of my own home, but I'm gonna go out during the day and I'm just gonna do the best I can and blend in. If you're blending in, then you are taking the likeness of God, you are taking the Holy Spirit, and you are pushing them down daily. You're crushing that spirit. You're quenching that spirit. you're keeping that spirit under control, saying, I don't want you to take over any part of my life. I know I'm saved. That's between me and God, and I'm just hoping one day when I die that I'll go to heaven. And if that's your mentality, then that's all you're ever going to get. And you'll keep blending in, and everybody will keep looking on your Facebook, and they'll keep looking on your Twitter and your Instagram, and they will see everything that you participate in, everything that you say that is contrary to God, to His will. Each one of us have to make a decision not to be predictable anymore. We have to make a decision entering into the last part of this year and entering into a brand new year that I'm going to wake up every morning and I'm going to look at the needs of others before I look at my needs. I'm going to speak to that thing and say, you know what, I won't accept this lifestyle anymore because I know that God has provided everything. Everything that I need is right there in front of me to reach out and grab. I might not see it right now, but I'm going to speak to it until it appears. Because that's the law He put into play, not me. I will not speak one negative word. And when the haters start coming, keep them coming. Let them keep coming. That just lets me know that I'm doing something right. And those haters, make no mistake, they'll either conform to your way of doing things or they will disappear. And the day they disappear, we will pray for them, pray for their salvation, pray for something. But just being real like we always are, we're going to breathe a sigh of relief and say, thank God, because we are not going to let them bring us down anymore. Sometimes people need to be eliminated. Sometimes that place that God's trying to take you to that next level, the people in your life that you're associated with now were not meant to go with you. And you have to understand that. But nothing, not one thing is going to change until we acknowledge who we are. We are not some random creatures put on this earth to obey a bunch of laws, to pretend like we're being good, but yet crying and weeping and living in desperation and silence, hoping that tomorrow I'm going to wake up and God's going to do something for me. When Jesus left this world, He went and sat down at the right hand of the Father. He was done. And it said He is making intercession on our behalf constantly. That's what He's doing. He's interceding for us. And He's looking down saying, Chris, start acting like grown folk. Start acting like a son who is worthy of an inheritance. Quit acting like an immature child who can't control your tongue, who can't control your actions, who can't control your fingers when you get on the computer and you want to post some nonsense on Facebook. Start acting like who you are. Start making decisions about the things that you participate in, the things that you endorse, the things that you put out and you say, I'm all about this. Quit. Because the plans that God has for you has nothing to do with those people that you are trying to kiss their rear ends, to network with, that you think can take you to another place because they can't. God can. Stop giving people that you're surrounded by what they want to see and what they want to hear. The time is now. I had no intention of saying this, but make no mistake. And you can replay this message 1 year from now. In the year 2014, you're going to see things in this world that you never thought you would see. Things are deteriorating, and we have to stand up. We don't need to stand up in anger. We need to stand up and represent Christ. We have to understand that this is our kingdom. This is our kingdom to rule. This is our kingdom to have dominion over. We are his children. We are sons and daughters of God. We are royal blood, and we have the keys to the kingdom, and we're the only ones that can stop this. And when we have kids who have no idea who they are, running around the streets of America, coming up behind an 89-year-old woman and punching her in the back of the head until she goes unconscious and cracks her skull on the sidewalk, who's going to stand up? Who's going to stand up and say no more? At least 5 deaths so far from teenagers walking the streets, sucker punching people, breaking their jaw, breaking their nose, and then cracking their skulls on the sidewalk, and they're dying. You want to keep telling yourself things are getting better? We're the ones. We're the ones that it's time to stand up. We're the ones who it's time to stand up and start acting like who we are. Sons and daughters of God who have power to rule the kingdom that he gave us. We're seeing it here in Atlanta. We're seeing hearts start to change in a place that you would have never thought hearts would change. We show up in a park on Sunday morning and we hug people that you would have never thought would have even accepted a hug. We have homeless people coming around after our church service helping us clean up a park. Why? Because that's the kingdom. The kingdom is not dressing up in $5,000 suits in your nice car and your big hat and sitting your rear end in a pew and letting the pastor entertain you once a week. That's not the kingdom. That's American church. And it's done. The people that are associated with this ministry and that listen to this radio show every week, God is calling you to something. He's calling you to something bigger. He's calling you to something outside yourself. But every one of us have a decision to make. We can either wake up tomorrow morning and keep doing things the same old way. When is this going to change? When is this going to get better? Or we can start speaking to this thing, speaking to our lives, speaking life into the people around us, speaking life into our finances, speaking life into our relationships, speaking life into those friendships that are deteriorating. And if you can't, let them go. It's time to start taking a hold of everything in our life. Every aspect, looking at your finances, looking at how much money you make, and looking and saying, what part of these finances am I wasting? What part of these finances am I smoking? What part of these finances am I drinking? Kill it. Righteousness is about action. It's always about action. It's time to start changing. It's time to start doing. And all it takes is that little bit of acknowledgement, that little bit of acknowledgement, okay, I'm starting to get this. He intended me to operate like him. He wanted me to set up this kingdom just like it operates in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth just like it is in heaven. And make no mistake, it's going to look like that. Because the Bible says it's going to. The question is, are you going to be a part of it? Or are you going to sit back and watch? And keep doing things the old way. Because what you're going to find as we move forward is those old ways of doing things are going to start working less and less and less and less. And we're going to become more and more and more frustrated. So this entire month, we're going to do everything in our power to give you every tool we possibly can to send each and every one of you, every one of us, into 2014 with everything we need to blow that year out of the water, to where there is no resemblance whatsoever to the year coming, from the year coming to the years past. that everybody around you will say, what in the world happened to him? What in the world happened to her? And whatever it is, I need it, I want it, give it to me now. And we'll be happy to teach them. But just like we said in the park today, and homelessness is something we deal with on a daily basis, so it applies to us. Can an organization or a church that feeds the homeless on a regular basis and gives them clothes and gives them blankets, can those organizations stop homelessness? No. Those organizations specifically, and I'm a little biased, but our organization I feel like does a lot more and is doing a lot more than most. But at the end of the day, these organizations are bridging a gap. That's a good thing. Bridging a gap is always a good thing. We're going to provide you the bridge. But as you're crossing that bridge, if all we're doing is giving you one thing, you're never going to get across the bridge. We're going to give you every tool you need. So when you reach the end of that bridge, you will step into that next level in that next chapter of your life and be able to function as a child of God. So we're doing everything that we can to keep adding tools and adding tools and adding tools while they're on that bridge so they can be learning and growing spiritually and recognizing who they are while at the same time making sure that they're fed and clothed and kept warm. So at the end of the day, it's the responsibility of each person that we come into contact with. They are the ones that end homelessness. The homeless are the ones that end homelessness. Through the tools that have been providing, that have been provided to them, they step out onto the other side and it's over and they never look back. And that's the problem, is because most ministries, they don't have time to spend. They're not going to stand in the rain. They're not going to stand in the cold and teach. They're not going to go around and pick up trash after church and show them what it means to operate like the kingdom operates. So they keep filling bellies. And filling bellies does not provide a bridge, a bridge that's going to take you to anywhere. It's just going to keep you on that bridge. And that's why I'm so excited about what we're doing here. And this was the vision of the director of Feed the Homeless Tour 3-4 years ago. And it's coming to pass now. It's time for every single one of us to wake up and start doing something. We are all called to make disciples of all nations. We're all called to the ministry of reconciliation. What are we doing on a daily basis in the marketplace, in the workplace, at home, with our children, with our husbands, with our wives? What are we doing to minister to every single person that we come across? Every day, before we lay our heads down on a pillow, we should ask ourselves that question, what did I do today? If the day wasn't so great, that's fine. We're going to wake up tomorrow morning, we're going to do better. But we have to start taking action. Because if we don't, this next year, 2014, 2015, and 16, are going to rip us apart. This is the place to turn. The kingdom of God now. The righteousness of God now. And the image of Christ now. That's the answer. That's the answer. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back to take some questions and comments. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio and Crimson Lion Ministries.
Christ, y'all. machine, no doubt. Go ahead and put your quarter in and pick a can. Forget the devil, he coming, I'ma kick the can. Yeah, I consider myself a man of God. Matter of fact, I'm praying to the only God. God Almighty, I look into the skies. I am a superstar, I be up in the sky. Plus I realize nothing in this world can ever change my feeling about you, Lord. And then I know something is changing in my life. But, hey, I'ma give you my world. Anyway, I ain't tripping off these people that be backsliding. Matter of fact, I'm in the back with the Lord riding. Yeah, chilling in the backseat. But if you serve the Lord, guess what? There's no backseat.
What you want, baby, I got it.
You going through, call on God, he take anything you going through. Matter of fact, rip it open and go through. Look in the mirror, guess what you see? It's you. Probably like me, full of dead man's bone. But guess what, my dead man's gone. And I'm filled with the spirit. Left foot, right foot, going wrong when you ain't on the right foot. I'm doing right, look, you doing right too. Be Christ-like, yeah, just like you. And that's what it is, that's what it be. Crazy for Christ, yeah, to feel me. But I'm still iller, God got me high. No angel wings, but I'm still fly. Looking good when I'm walking through. You see the Christ in me, I see the Christ in you.
Look. What you want?
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
In the mix with Dr. Ray T. Kimmy Hearn on the Spreaker Channel. www.spreaker.com/listen. Hip Hop National Radio.
Hi, this is Pastor Chris Willingham, founder and pastor of Crimson Line Ministries Atlanta. We are so excited about a new strategic partnership between Crimson Line Ministries and Hip Hop National Radio. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, and every time zone in between, we're going to be reaching out to a new global community with a message of the Kingdom of God, a word that will encourage you and give you the tools you need to use your God-given gifts and your passions to inspire and encourage others. This is the point where the music community and the Kingdom of God come together to begin transforming our homes, our cities, and our nation. Please join us this Sunday night and every Sunday night as we begin this mighty move of God. God bless.
So you say you want to be a star. Well, you need coverage, mentorship, and most of all, you need to be a total package. Look no further. All you have to do is log on to www.hiphopnational.com. It is simply that easy. Let the experts help you climb the ladder to success. This is Hip Hop National Radio.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters.
Welcome back. That was What You Want. Before we start taking calls, I know we have Mr. John on the line. Before we take calls, I'd like to reach out to all of you and say, you know, between now and next Sunday, we'd like to ask all of you to reach out to your friends, to the people that follow you on social media, Twitter, Facebook, no matter what it is, and start spreading the word of what we're doing on Sunday nights. That's the only way this thing is going to grow. And we do believe that, you know, we've been on for a few months now. And, you know, we've got consistently the same callers calling in, which tells us that, we're doing something right, that the people that call in want to hear what God is doing through this ministry and, what God wants to put out every Sunday night. So it's up to each and every one of us to kind of do our parts to see if we can get the word out. So you can connect with us through Facebook. That's facebook.com/CrimsonLineMinistries or on Twitter or at Crimson Line Church. No, I'm sorry, at Crimson Line ATL. That's on Twitter, at Crimson Line ATL. So we'd love to have you guys help us out. With that said, Mr. John, are you on the phone?
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing fantastic, man.
Okay. I just got a call.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, Chris. Chris, I would just like to say, you know, the good we do today may be forgotten tomorrow, but I see your flicker had turned to a flame, and you don't count your position. You know your position and everything. And Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 6 and 7, say, "For if I ever do unto both, I shall not be unreasonable, for I shall say the truth, but abstain in order that no one put to my credit more than more than what he sees or more than what he hears. Just because of these exciting revelations, therefore, that I might not feel overexalted, that was given to me a thorn in my flesh." God, you know, sometimes keep us in our place, but sometimes we can get beside ourselves. You know, reacting to a certain situation, you know, based on pride, it was Satan who first allowed his, you know, estimation of himself to be corrupted, his own heart. So we also need to be on guard so that pride does not cause us to make a major issue over minor matters, and acknowledge that our faults and itself counsel for others. And so that's exactly what you're doing, is out here putting up a good fight, counseling us about the things we need to do and to hear, especially about this issue with these young kids today. Out here hitting people and just hitting them randomly, knocking them out, and, you know, just hurting people, these young kids today, is very sad. It's very sad to hear that, those type of things. And I see you out here, you know, trying to bring a change about. And you're putting up a good fight. You're doing a great thing and acknowledging the things that we need to be prepared for in the future. And you're trying to give us all the tools in which that we need to continue to go out here and help the other people out here that do not understand what's going on in this world. And you're giving us all the tools and the knowledge that we need to do to help out this cause. And like I say, you're doing a great job. And then, you know, like I say, for me personally, you know, it does something to me, because each time now that I see homeless people, I try to give and help out what I could in my town. And I always reflect on what you're doing. And so I'm trying to grow more myself, personally. And it's taking effect on me. And like I say, you know, things right now will not allow me to, finance right now will not allow me to come up there and try to be a part of your initial thing that you got started. But God going to make a way so that we could meet up and I can participate in what you're doing. That's all I got to say to this.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, John. You know, that's one thing with everybody listening in. I know sometimes our lives get busy, and, yeah, it's one of the things I make myself do daily. I don't spend a lot of time watching news on television. You can't watch but so much of it, or you'll just walk around depressed all the time. But I try to stay plugged in. And, guys, please understand that these trends that start popping up, you have to understand this game that is out there. You need to look for it, because it's already in Atlanta. It's already in parts of Florida. It really started in New York, Philadelphia, Detroit, Chicago. It's called the knockout game. This is a game played by kids. Another name for this game is polar bear hunting. Make no mistake, it is very specific what is going on. The good news is that there are rallies now taking place in parts of the country, in New York and Philadelphia, where some leaders that I did not think would stand up are standing up. And I was very happy to hear that, that some leaders are standing up and saying, we are not going to tolerate this. But this is not the first time things like this have happened, and it won't be the last. But we just have to understand that we, as citizens in the kingdom, and we've got to get this through our head. This is not about fighting politics with politics. It's not fighting Republican with Democrat. It's not about any of this. This is about the kingdom of God and us representing the principles, the keys, the behavior, the righteousness, all of these things. If we will stand up and start loving people and mentoring kids, find something to do to get involved in. I sat back for years, and all I did was talk about, wouldn't it be great if I got in a situation where I could be a part of some type of outreach ministry? I talked about it for 20 years. Just go find it. There are organizations all over the place. And start giving of yourself. Even if it's an hour a week, start doing something. It's very, very important. We've got to stay plugged in. We've got to be aware of what's going on around us. All right. I don't think we have any more callers. I'm going to pass this right over to Mr. Poetic Williams and let him tell you a little bit about Hip Hop National Radio and how we can help get some young artists involved in this thing.
All right, guys. This is Poetic. I want to let you guys know that for the music artists who's really trying to strive to get into this industry of music, Hip Hop National has opened its arms to you to help you express yourselves musically. But we can't do it without your help. Just as Pastor Chris said earlier, we need you to get on your social media and put the word out that we are here to get the word out. We do this every Sunday as well with Pastor Chris, so we could actually touch the lives of those who are in need of ministry to their soul. Pastor Chris is lending his time here, and I don't want it to go unappreciated, so I want to encourage you guys to actually get involved, help and assist by putting the word out, getting on your social media, and use it to the best that you can to help promote it and get the word out to the next person. Each one teaches one, and that's how it works. And as I say, we can use your assistance. By you uploading your music here, we allow you to express yourselves collectively here. That allows you to tell other people about where your music is being supported. It all works hand in hand. One hand washes the other. That's kind of the program that we have here. So go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and upload your music, and then we'll have a conversation with you in other promotional packages and stuff that you might use to help support your program. But we do give you free airplay here on our program. So www.hiphopnationalradio.com. And this is for the gospel community as well as hip-hop. We do all genres of music. All we ask that you do is keep it clean, and so we can keep this ship going and merging among people and make it an international resource. Pastor Chris, back to you.
All right, guys. Well, again, thank you as always for listening in. We're going to close out in prayer, and we will see you again next week. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again for tonight. We thank you for your word. Father, we recognize and we acknowledge that the time is now, that we're in a crucial and critical time in history where it's time for all of us to start standing up, to stop talking about what we could do and actually start getting up and doing. And we thank you for convicting us of this. Father, provide the resources. Show us the way. Open the doors. Starting tomorrow morning when we wake up, prepare us this month in December coming up. Start preparing our hearts, giving us the tools we need to go into this next year and make a difference like never before. Father, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Goes through, bills running over and I'm tired of going through. I can't explain this feeling. I've been struggling hard, I'm all working no pay. Fall to my knees and fold my hands up for a brighter day. Look down and please see about me. Know your tears fall like rain. Just gotta know it's gonna be okay. Instead of walking away, giving your life to him, he's there to mend up your heart and to show you daily, I am the Lord of all. Gotta have faith and not enough to enjoy, and lonely not to mention. I keep praying to God in the midst of my pain, seeing great grace bouncing back again. I'm reminded of one single thing, yeah. All your tears fall like rain. Just gotta know it's gonna be okay. Instead of walking away, give your life to him. He's there to your heart and to show you daily, I am the Lord of all. Gotta have faith and just to build your faith.
I'm a
Hi, this is Pastor Chris Willingham, founder and pastor of Crimson Line Ministries Atlanta. We are so excited about a new strategic partnership between Crimson Line Ministries and Hip Hop National Radio. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, and every time zone in between, we're going to be reaching out to a new global community with a message of the kingdom of God, a word that will encourage you and give you the tools you need to use your God-given gifts and your passions to inspire and encourage others. This is the point where the music community and the kingdom of God come together to begin transforming our homes, our cities, and our nation. Please join us this Sunday night and every Sunday night as we begin this mighty move of God. God bless.
Zay, let's tell them where we're trying to be. Let's go.
Said I wanna be closer to my King. Said I wanna be closer to my King.
Yeah.
I wanna be closer than close. Next to the host, the creator of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, and that's God, you see. So we stay with the B-I-B-L-E. Yeah, Zay is me, and holy is he. So he deserves to be the King. Yeah, and on his wings is we. Yeah, the G2G. Cause we give the glory to he. Yeah, and never take it for keeps. Yeah, when we float our peeps with a harmony speech. Yeah, we aiming to teach. Yeah, and not aiming to please the people, but aiming to please God. So we get on our knees and pray for everyone needs our Father, please. It can't spell USA without us, say. And there's no Y in team of the words that we say. Yeah, every day we live for the day. E-S-U-S, believe we, believe he, for he is a lamb. And believe me, cause serving I am. I'm in Christ, yeah, a new creation. Yeah, the old me is gone, so I'm celebrating. Yeah, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:1. Yeah, 7, you see. I practice on the teachings, cause my future is for preaching. Yeah, so I study my Bible. No more looking trifle, no need for a rifle. Yeah, I say I'm done with that. So when I say I'm strapped, that's cause Jesus got my back. Yeah, yeah.
That I wanna be closer to my King. That I wanna be closer to my King.
I'm trying to tell you how I was in this cold world. My soul was lost like a bunny or a small squirrel. I had to find them, had to get closer to my King. Now I lift every voice and it's my way to sing. Not the ladies, not the idols, he a true King. Not the watches, not the rings or the small bling. I mean everything, yeah that's what he is. I gotta live right, a temple for the kids. Jesus using me on this battlefield. I'm closer to my King, so he my battle shield. We the next Barack or the next Oprah. He's my guiding light, not the soap opera. I was living wrong, mine always gone. Then he touched my screen like an iPhone. Saint John, my new home, it's my resident. I live to see a black president. Now it's possible to be anything. You're closer to the King, he can help you, man. I didn't know at first till I read the book. Then he put me up like a fishing hook. Get closer to the man, be relationship. He gon' hold you tight with his nice grip. I hope you hearing me, people can't you see. Anything possible, look at G2G. We the new band, walking hand in hand. People understand, get closer to the man. He gon' change your life, make it all bright. When you're down and left, he gon' pull you right. People get together, we gotta join as one. Read another testament, the story just begun. I'm in a family, I'm another son. You're closer to the King, you could drop the gun. He gon' fight your battles and your tribulations. The only time you fight is with the temptations. I'm trying to tell you, get
closer to my King.
Jacob will never pretend. So don't ask me why I'm pissed off. I got enough fire inside me I can lift off. Send my soul to the heavens I can take off. Come back to the earth with my body impaled on the cross. I'm a chip off the block, my block is cinder with rock. Can't piss, no pot. Grew up with no pot, no stocks and no crops. Just a bucket and mop, plus a bunch of belly flop. My life's a closed down shop, so release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul,
so believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown,
so release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul,
so believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown.
Hip-hop national,
thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio. Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.